All right, welcome to Black Hawk Church. My name is Chris. I'm one of the pastors on the teaching team here at Black Hawk Church. Welcome to those of you who are with me right now in this room at our Brader Way site. Those of you who are watching me on a screen, maybe you're at another venue here at our Brader Way site, or perhaps you're at the Upper House downtown Black Hawk, or maybe you're at our new facility in Fitchburg. No matter where you are, welcome. If you're part of our Black Hawk Chinese ministry, Di Zhong Zi Mei Ping An. So those of you who are watching right now, you may be looking at your watch or your clock, and you're saying, oh gosh, this is a little early to hear the talk. So the talk's a little different today, and the service is a little different. That will probably become clear to you as we go through the service. But before we kind of launch into that, let me tell you where we're going. Next week, we start again our series on the book of Mark, and we're calling this The Unexpected King. It's the second part of our series through the Gospel of Mark. In the fall, we started this in September. We called it The Unexpected Kingdom, and now we're going to pick it up in chapter 9. And Pastor Charles will lead next week, and it's called The Unexpected King, and we'll take this all the way to Easter and even the Sunday after Easter. So make sure you get your Mark journals and bring those back to Black Hawk. We'll be there next week for that. So last time I spoke here at Black Hawk was on January the 19th, and that's when I made this announcement that some of you might remember. I definitely remember it. When I told the whole church that my wife and I had come to the place in our lives where we really felt like it was time to start the process towards transitioning out of this role as the senior pastor, and that we, together with the Board of Elders, recommend to the church body, the members of Black Hawk Church, that Matt Metzger would become the next senior pastor at Black Hawk Church, and that would actually begin in July of 2021. We'll go through like a 15-month period where I'll actually be co-piloting, where we'd be co-piloting together. So that's the last time I talked with you guys, and since then, we've had a number of Q&As at Black Hawk and different sites, and this Thursday, we're having the next Q&A where you can come and ask me a question. Our board chair, John Smalley, can ask him a question, or you can ask Matt a question, or Pastor Charles Yu, who's going to be the lead teaching pastor, you can ask questions this Thursday. And this will be our third one, and so we've had a great time. We got a question at the last Q&A that I thought was an excellent question, because we're proposing that Matt become the next senior pastor, kind of take my place. So the question was, yeah, what do you actually do? Good question. You know, because really to the normal person at Blackhawk, you know, eighth row in, six seats over, that kind of thing, it's like, well, besides speaking, like, what do you actually, you know, do? Because from your perspective, those of us on this teaching team, well, we just kind of sit around and do these talks, and that's pretty much it. But there's actually a lot more to my job, believe it or not, than that. As a senior pastor, I'm kind of at the top of the management, like, org chart, and that means that I go to a lot of meetings. Yikes! And a lot of meetings, and I get a lot of email. And sometimes I'm like answering an email and I'm going, would Jesus actually do this, you know? I mean, you can look in the Bible. I don't think there's anything like email in the Bible, right? Would Jesus actually be doing email? And sometimes there's things that I do in my job as a senior pastor that I actually question. Is this something Jesus actually wants me to do? But I never ask that question when I'm doing this. When I'm baptizing someone, I'm baptizing someone because they have made a faith decision. They've said, I'm placing my faith in Jesus Christ and Him alone for my salvation. And then we baptize people. And when we baptize people at Black Hawk, we say, we baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, buried with Christ, raised to walk in newness of life. The reason we do that is because, well, actually, Jesus commands us to do that. In Matthew 28, we read this. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and, what's that word? make disciples of all nations. What's that word? I didn't hear you. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. I don't know if Jesus wants me to do email, but I know he wants me to baptize people because of that. Our job as a church is to make disciples of people. It's to make disciples. And so it's really cool. Baptism services are like, they're services when people come forward and they give testimony. It's usually a video testimony because we know people are nervous about talking in front of people. And it's some of the coolest services we do here at Black Hawk Church. Our next baptism service is April the 24th at Black Hawk. And if you've placed your faith in Christ and you've yet to take that step of obedience, we encourage you to do that. Because it reminds all of us, all of the church, that we are actually in the life transformation business at Black Hawk. Somebody say amen. Amen. That wasn't very good. Amen. Actually, it's better than that. We are in the, get ready for this, eternal life transformation business. Someone say amen. Amen. If you know anything about the gospel, anything about what the New Testament teaches, this is what we're about. We're about helping people place their faith in Christ and have their lives transformed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what we're about. And it's all encapsulated in our mission statement. And the small version of our mission statement, do you know the small version of our mission statement? It goes like this: building a community to reach a community. Everybody say that with me. Building a community to reach a community. One more thing, time. Building a community to reach a community. Take that off the screens. What's our mission statement? To reach a community. The long version of our mission statement is this: building a loving community that follows Christ in order to reach a community that's lost without him. Building a community to reach a community. The first part of the mission statement everybody likes: building a loving community. That's fantastic, awesome. Get to learn more about the Bible, get to make friends. It's really cool. What about that second part? In order to reach. If we're just about the first part, building a loving community, we're not really following Christ. It's also about reaching our community. 3 years ago, here at Black Hawk Church, we started a strategic initiative that we simply called Reach. And when we started it, we showed this video. Watch this.
This is a story about the gospel and how the good news about Jesus Christ changes everything. The gospel has always driven Black Hawk's mission of building a loving community that follows Christ in order to reach a community that is lost without him. The gospel changes our hearts and how we see the world around us. It advances the common good and makes work more meaningful. In a world that is filled with division, the gospel unites. You bring the gospel to the city. Imagine what would happen if all of us lived our lives in ways that express the gospel with love, humility, justice, and grace. Those small choices could multiply the reach of the gospel in our city and the world. For years, we've been following God's lead, moving toward things he's already doing. He's transforming the story of our city one heart at a time. Continues to move, and we continue to respond. In this season, we've been entrusted with opportunities to respond with the gospel in two areas: engaging the neighborhoods rapidly growing around our existing sites and serving new neighborhoods in our city. When people experience the gospel in unexpected ways, it creates a ripple effect. The gospel doesn't only change lives, it helps the whole city flourish for everyone in it. To reach our community, we can't just build a bigger Black Hawk. We need you, and we need to partner with others who understand the gospel, people who understand their calling in every neighborhood across our city. We need you to reach, to say, I'm in. In this story, you are the church. You carry the gospel, and the best is yet to come.
So 3 years ago, we launched Reach, and this is what we called Reach. We call it a strategic initiative. Look at the screen. Reach is a strategic initiative, that's church speak for capital campaign, to multiply the effects of the gospel, starting here and spreading throughout our community and our world. The gospel helps the whole city flourish. 3 years ago, we said we had four initiatives that Reach was all about. Here are those four initiatives. At Fitchburg, become a permanent neighbor in Fitchburg by purchasing land and building a 24/7 facility. Brader Way, maximize our space at Brader Way to reach immediate neighbors and families. Future site, position ourselves to launch a new site in the future as God leads. And then a multicultural vision. Distribute resources to one or more churches in Madison that serve different cultural and socioeconomic groups than are served by our current sites to encourage them as they continue to flourish and reach people with the gospel. Those were our initiatives, and we cast vision, and we ask people to make a financial commitment to that. And many of us prayed really hard, and we made a commitment that, like my wife and I, is the largest commitment we ever made, anything outside of our mortgage, and many people really got behind it. So what were the intentions when people finally kind of made, we call them intentions and not pledges, which is what are the total intentions? So back in June of 2017, this was the total intentions, $11,626,674. And then at the end of basically 2.5 years, as we're seeing the Reach Capital campaign come to a close, what have we actually received? Here's what we have received. Giving campaign to date, $11,994,788 by 1,696 households. Someone say amen. 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 So yeah, praise God. Actually clap. That's good. Yeah. So it's huge, huge four initiatives, huge goal. And people said, this is what we intend to give. And what we've actually seen is that people kept their commitments and even more than that. So praise God. So I've written about 1,700 thank you notes to people, and I'm not going to embarrass you and say raise your hands, but I've written about 1,700 notes to people, and basically I don't know what people give, but I'm just saying, way to go. You've kept your commitment. For those of you who are still interested in giving, and you know something happened and you just haven't fulfilled kind of your intention, the portal window is still open, and you can still give for the next couple of months or so. So we had this big goal, these four initiatives. But as kind of we tallied it up, it looked like we were only going to be able to do two of these initiatives. So it became a no-brainer for us that we should move towards Fitchburg. I mean, we already have a building here at Brader Way. And that we should move towards this multicultural vision. So let's talk about a Fitchburg. We purchased land, and then we built a building, and we've not added to our current debt by one penny because of what you guys have given. And to talk more about the Fitchburg site, here's the lead pastor of Blackhawk Fitchburg, Daniel Owen.
Hello, Blackhawk. Hey, my name is Daniel Owen. I'm the lead pastor here at Blackhawk Fitchburg. And I just wanted to take a few moments to share with you some of the exciting things that have been happening really since we've moved into this new space. The first thing that we see on Sundays is we are seeing so many more new people that are coming to this church. Just each week, we are just seeing new face after new face. In fact, it's about 30% more people are coming now that we're in this building. They're not just coming, they're also getting engaged in things. We had a new couple come to meet the Owens just a few weeks ago that had never been to Savannah Oaks Middle School. It's just really exciting to see the growth that's happening, but also to see the stories of people actually taking next steps. You know, another thing to share with you is we love the city of Fitchburg. We love all that's happening here. On January 14th, the city really came to our building. The mayor came, we cut the ribbon, we had other city officials that came, and they were just wowed by the place, not just because it was a building, but because of the possibilities of how this place can positively impact this community. And that's what I want. That's what we want here at Blackhawk Church. We're so excited about the community of Fitchburg and how we can be a part of that. You know, one of the groups that was here was Leopold Elementary School. And we are adopted school partners with this school. They are a great school. They have a Disney musical they've been doing in their own cafeteria for a number of years. And because of our relationship, it was like, hey, why don't you guys bring that musical here? And so they're going to be doing that musical right in our space here in the auditorium in just a few weeks at the end of March. You know, God is doing really so many amazing things, and those things are possible because of you, because of many of you who gave to the Reach Initiative. I'm so thankful, but I'm really just excited to see all the things that God is going to do. That's what's really exciting. So thank you.
Somebody say amen. So, you know, we have been in Fitchburg before we built that building for 7 years. We've had a church, Blackhawk Church has been. We met at Savannah Oaks Middle School. And so for every Sunday for about 7 years, we had to basically take a bunch of stuff out of these big black boxes and set up and transform the middle school into a church. And so we had like lots of these big black boxes, and it took lots of work, and every Sunday we did that. So the question becomes, well, now that we're not setting up anymore, we have our own permanent facility, what happened to all that stuff that we bought? Because it's tens of thousands of dollars, that stuff. So what happened to all that stuff? Well, here's the answer to that. It's a cool footnote. All that stuff is in Portland, Oregon. Because the first lead pastor of Blackhawk Fitchburg was a guy named John Rosenstiel. And John now pastors a church, New Hope Church, in Portland, Oregon. Of course, we're totally great friends. And John's church is expanding in Portland, Oregon. And he said, hey, what are you doing with that stuff at Fitchburg? And we said, you want it? And he goes, we'll take it. And so how much do you think we charged John for that? Yeah, nothing. Absolutely. It's grace. So we just like, yeah, put it on a truck and take it out to Portland, Oregon. So all that stuff is being used in Portland, Oregon. Somebody say amen. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. So then there we come back to our four initiatives. And so we go, the multicultural initiative. That's a big deal to us. So what's that? Distribute resources to one or more churches in Madison that serve different cultural, socioeconomic groups than are served by our current sites to encourage them as they continue to flourish and reach people with the gospel. So before that was written in 2017, I had already started a relationship. Well, I didn't start it. Actually, Coley started it. There's a guy named Coley McNair, who's a pastor at Zion City Church. And in 2014, Collier had the vision to send me an email. This was the email he sent February 10th, 2014. I am reaching out to you first in hopes that we can build a godly relationship across racial, ethnic, economic lines. I'd like to invite you to lunch to personally introduce myself to you and discuss the opportunities to shadow you and mirror a successful ministry like yours as we work to become excellent in ministry and in the future. You can see by the date I got that, you know, 6 years ago. So Collier and I met at a restaurant, and we were scared to death. He was scared to meet me, and I was kind of scared to meet him. I think, like, what's going to happen here? And after about 30 minutes, it's like became really clear that like we were going to become really good friends. Because it didn't take us very long to realize that we had a lot more in common than our love for Culver's. So we continued to meet, and we continued to meet, and we continued to meet, and we became good friends. While we were meeting, women in our churches at Zion City and Blackhawk, they started to meet with each other. Is that cool or what? And they started that thing called the If Gatherings. They joined a thing, a nationwide movement called If Gatherings. They started to worship together. And one thing led to another, and it became pretty obvious that our hearts were starting to melt together. So Zion City Church then joined our denomination. And as they joined our denomination, we partnered together with them. And then for a couple of years, we maintained this partnership. And then one thing led to another. And Zion City came to us and said, we not only want to be a part of your denomination, we'd actually like to become a part of Blackhawk Church. Is that cool or what? So at the end of 2018, Zion City ceased to meet as their own church, and their pastor, Collier McNair, became a part of our pastoral staff. And now he's a part of our pastoral staff. And in fact, in just a couple of weeks, on March the 1st, Collier and a really cool team are going to start to lead a gospel fusion venue right here at Brader Way. Yes, somebody say amen. Amen. Yes, this is good. So we are getting serious, you guys, about becoming more and more multicultural. And that's what that venue will be about. It will be gospel music fused together with contemporary Christian music. And there will be other aspects of the worship that will help us kind of push our boundaries here at Blackhawk in terms of what it means to be multicultural. Because it's God's vision for his church that his church would be multicultural. So praise God for that. But that left us with a little bit of a dilemma, because we had earmarked real dollars for Zion City, but now they were actually a part of Blackhawk, and Collier's salary, like everybody else's salary, comes out of the general fund. So now what are we going to do with that money? We went back to our multicultural vision. Distribute resources to one or more churches in Madison that serve different cultural and socioeconomic groups. So we put our heads together and we thought, oh yeah, there are some really cool churches in our town that do that kind of thing. And we were already doing ministry with some of those churches. So we selected five churches. Here are those churches. Mount Zion Church, the south side of Madison. Lighthouse Church, west side of Madison. Bethany Church, that's our mother church, downtown Madison. Fountain of Life Church, south side of Madison. And then the Faith Place in Sun Prairie. These are established churches in Dane County, over 300 years of combined service in Madison. They are effectively reaching people with the gospel that we are not reaching, and we are investing in their established vision to reach out with the gospel. You guys good with that? You follow? They already are preaching the gospel. They're already actively involved in ministry, and now what we are doing is in investing in their gospel preaching and gospel proclamation. Recently, we interviewed three of their pastors. Watch this.
Mount Zion is the second oldest predominantly African-American church in the city. The passion of this church is, one, to uplift Jesus Christ. So we're very passionate about helping the least, the lost, and the left out.
So I like to describe Fountain of Life as a head, heart, and hands kind of ministry, really taking a Jeremiah 29 attitude that we want to seek the good and the shalom of the community.
We want to be a light in that community in any way that we can. So we give the gospel, but at the same time, we believe that as we are a light in that community, they can see us as someone that can represent Jesus in a good way. So we're a bilingual, multicultural church. I would say about 65% of the congregation is Hispanic.
I appreciate the fact that churches like Blackhawk, but specifically Blackhawk, is not just thinking about missions as something that requires a passport or plane ticket, but 10 minutes, 15 minutes from their campus, we were sought out and said, you know, we've been watching your work. It's very affirming. I think it's very Christ-like.
The last 3 years, we've baptized almost 90 people. I want to see more churches come together and try to evangelize this city. Church partnerships are great when we're helping the community, but more so when we're spreading the gospel, because that is our ultimate responsibility.
So the fact that Blackhawk wants to partner with us to be more effective in bringing the message and the gospel of Christ alive in a very relevant way to a hurting community, it's really powerful.
This is not about exalting a church or a name or a brand. It's all about God and Jesus. And I think as we work together, we can do a lot better and a lot more for the community. So unity is a must for the church.
My prayer for Madison ultimately is unity, coming together to address the problems that are faced in our communities. That's white, black, Hispanic. I think we all need to be one voice. The church needs to be one voice.
You know, my prayer for the community in Madison is that we will work more together, in becoming more united with races, with the people. You know, there's those who have and those who don't, you know, and how can we work together so that we can become really one cohesive community that is really lifting each other hands up.
My real prayer for Madison is that the church would realize how beautiful Madison is and how worthy it is of real, relevant, Christ-centered ministry.
Amen. Amen. Those are three great, great pastors pastoring really great gospel-proclaiming churches. We had a plan. God had a different plan. And it reminds me of this prayer in Ephesians 3. It goes like this. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. All God's people said, amen. Amen. At all sites and all venues right now, we're going to sing this great old song, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
So we invite you to stand and do just that as we lift our voices together, celebrating God's goodness, God's faithfulness to work in our midst.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been
Go ahead and have a seat. As a capital campaign, the REACH initiative is a kind of drawing to a close. Again, the window is still open for those of you who are invested and you still want to fulfill your intentions. It's okay. As a capital campaign, it's coming to a close, but is our mission coming to a close? The answer is no. And we're still about reaching our community. What's our mission statement? I can't remember what it was. What is it? It's building a community to, let's see that again. Building a community to reach a community. That's what we're all about. What Jesus wants us to do is to reach our friends and our neighbors and our family with the gospel of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we are in the eternal life transformation business. And we all have friends. We all have neighbors. We all know family members who do not know Christ. So the question is, what are we going to do about that? When we launched this initiative in 2017, we brought out these panels with all these orange dots on them. I don't know if you remember those panels, but we had like 12, 16 of them. They were scattered them through all of the sites and all of the venues. And we asked people to put a dot on there that represented their commitment to reaching their neighbors or their friends or their family with the gospel of Jesus Christ. What I'd like us to do today is to kind of bring back those panels. Because even though the financial aspect of the campaign is over, our mission is not done. We're still about reaching our friends with the good news of Jesus Christ. So in just a minute, at all sites and venues, we're going to have our venue hosts and our venue pastors kind of lead us through this. We're going to have everybody kind of stand up, and if you want to, you can come forward in your particular venue and then take a Sharpie that we have and find one of those orange dots and then write very smallly the initial of the person that you're concerned about, that you're praying for, as a commitment that you will continue to pray for that person and that you'll do your best to work with God to see that person come to faith in Jesus Christ. Someone say amen. Amen. So it'd be like this, like say, like I'm thinking of someone and I'm not going to tell you their initials, but let's just say they're a Cubs fan, so I'll go Cubs fan, okay? So that'll be CF. So I would write CF really small in a circle and that would represent that person. Now, that person is a real person, and I know who that person is. But it's my way of saying to God, yes, I'm in. I'm joining you in your mission to reach my friend with the good news of Jesus Christ. Because that's what we're about as a church, you guys. We're about building a loving community that follows Christ. Why? Why? In order to reach a community that is lost without him. Black Hawk Church, you guys, we are about others. And when we lose that, we will lose our momentum as a church. Someone say amen. Let's pray. Father, we pray that you would ignite in our hearts that passion to reach our friend, to reach our neighbor, to reach that member of our family who still does not know you. We long for a day when we would see our friend in the waters of baptism, being baptized. We long for a day when we see our friends and our family members have an eternal life transforming experience so that they become a part of your kingdom. We pray, Father, that you would encourage us to be about what you would have us to be in this great city. We pray this in Christ's name, for the sake of his reputation. All God's people said, amen.